Hi, I'm Ray Zod.
And I'm Connor L.
And we do a Superman podcast.
Called The Last Sons of Krypton. And you are listening to the DCAU podcast.
Hello, I'm Alan.
I'm Rebecca.
And you're listening to the DCAU podcast. This week we are covering LEGO DC Comics Superheroes, Justice League, Gotham City Breakout.
The names just don't get shorter. I mean, yeah, they do a little bit, but, you know.
So this, it's got a colon and a dash. Which,
very exciting, yeah.
So, yeah, this is the latest of LEGO DC Comics films. It's 78 minutes long. Came out in June 2016. And it's generally the kind of same cast that's turned up for most of the other films.
Mm-hmm. I like the cast, they were good.
Yeah, cast was good. And when I first heard this, heard the description of this, I was like, how is this a Justice League movie? Secondly, it says Arkham City Breakout. It's okay, it's going to be a Batman film.
Yeah, yeah.
And to be fair, it's half a Batman film.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I didn't really pay attention to the title. I just went, I just put it on and started watching. But you actually, I didn't really notice it was supposed to be. But they do all turn up, so, you know.
So we open with Batman giving a slight introduction to the Bat family, Nightwing, Robin and Batgirl. Well, so that introduction to Nightwing and Robin, Batgirl just appears.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't treat her that great. But whatever, but like, yeah, we get, like, yeah, so we get Nightwing and I guess Tim.
Yep.
Red Robin. But Robin in this.
And I think, I seem to remember, I've got here, for some reason we have two separate title cards. We have a title card, then we introduce the Bat Family, then we have another title card. Because they have to pad that 78-minute runtime. And the film starts with Batman and Robin capturing Penguin and Harley Quinn. And I don't remember the other LEGO films being this quippy.
No, it is very quippy. I like the magnetic cage around Penguin. That was cool.
Yep. And we do see the most egregious crime in the history of the DC Universe. Harley Quinn is very guilty of egregious prop comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Including bananas and fish guns.
All the time, yeah.
Yep. And just as Harley Quinn's about to be taken in, Poison Ivy comes and saves Harley, and then Batman, I mean, this is a really dark film. I mean, Batman kills plants.
Yeah, really dark for LEGO.
come on.
It's nice to see Ivy. She's good.
It is nice to see
She's
Ivy.
She's like a big
yeah.
flower thing. It's cool.
Absolutely. And we notice throughout this scene that Batman and Robin are being stalked by a ninja.
Yes.
Who turns out to be Nightwing.
But Batman works it out. It's okay.
And Batman also works out that this was a surprise to get him to a surprise party.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ruining of big reveals here as a gag.
Yeah, Batman's... I got a little bit tired of it, honestly. I was like, it was kind of funny at first. But I was like, you know, like, because even if Batman can tell, it portrays him as the kind of person who would ruin that just for fun.
Yeah.
Like, or to have no fun. And like, he is supposed to have some sort of good relationship with Nightwing. And this is kind of like, I'm just going to keep dumping on him, like on all these nice things he's tried to do for me. So I'm not sure it portrays, I mean, you know, people already know that I'm always a bit hot and cold on Batman. But I liked it, but I think it just did it like a little bit too much. That I was like, oh, yeah. For God's sake, let them have their fun reveal for you. Like, even if you can, like, I'm sure LEGO could have got some sort of way of him rolling his eyes, mm-hmm. like, you know, or whispering it to Robin that this is what's going to happen. But he just keeps doing it like flat out rude.
Yeah. So the people attending the party are the Bat Family. We have Starfire, Cyborg, and Beast Boy, and also we have Cyborg, Wonder Woman, and Superman are the only members of the Justice League in this film because we have enough characters as
it is. There's so many characters.
And the Bat Family decide that they're going to take Batman on vacation.
Because that will help.
Yes, so Superman is then babysitting Gotham for Batman, that he insists on leaving Robin behind. We later find out this is a Batman gambit because he actually knows Robin's more competent than the Justice League.
Yeah, which again I have feelings about, but it works in the film.
Mm-hmm. So Superman immediately kind of goes to Robin, you go off and do your homework. I'm babysitting the city.
Yeah.
And Batman does actually agree to go on holiday, which, I mean, I know it was, they had to do this at the point of the film, but it's so,
and it doesn't seem to fit in anything else he's done in this film even.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, being grumpy about it. Oh yeah, but I'll go on holiday and okay.
Yep. So, whilst this happens, they fly over Arkham Asylum, where Joker and his new best friend, Spoonie... Yes, that's kind of reflective. Again, another joke gets up. The first time they do it, okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah, it's a bit too much. And I guess also because, like, now we've had Toy Story 3, 4, which is the one that has Forky.
Four.
So, like, and I know I've watched those out of order, mm-hmm. so this isn't fair, but it was much better in, like, Toy Story. And it's just like, and this was really like, yeah, you're right, the first time it was kind of funny. But then it was like, I'm not sure, again, and I think it's the problem we have a lot, is, like, where do you pitch Joker in the kind of ridiculous to the psychopathic to the sociopathic, and this kind of like it, the Spoonie thing is like, okay, whatever. Carry on.
I think this was the first one and the second one makes sense because at least they are, the Spoon then proves important to the scene.
Yes, yes. But then after that, it's more like, well, he could just as well be carrying anything.
Yeah.
So
Batman again spoils the surprise, as it was revealed that they're going to visit Madame Mantis,
mm-hmm.
who I don't know if this is an original character for the series. I don't think she, well, looking at it here, she only seems to show up in this.
Yeah, I've never heard of her before. She's great. She's the MVP. She's get together with Alfred.
Well, Alfred doesn't have dialogue in this film.
But,
so
like, but imagine, generally, if they made this character, she got together with Alfred, it would just be unstoppable. I would watch them versus Batman and Robin.
Yes, absolutely.
Alfred and Miss Mantis, whatever. It's amazing.
So, it turns out the Madame Mantis we actually meet in this first scene isn't even Madame Mantis.
No.
But we do see, but the sound of it, the behaviour is fairly familiar in that she's constantly doing surprise attacks. She's constantly giving sage wisdom that makes no sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's able to fight Batman toe-to-toe and hold a candle to him.
Well, because she trained him.
Exactly. Also, we do have Batman figuring out it's Deathstroke because he throws a smoke bomb. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, in Gotham, Robin's done his homework, but he still gets sent home because it's a school night. Mm. And Superman does not take Joker seriously. I mean, Joker's the sort of guy who has a spoon.
But honestly, also, like, why would Superman take him seriously?
Yeah, I mean, it's he's not seen injustice, so...
Well, no, because that's not in his world.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, he's irrelevant. Like, but I mean, like, seriously, like, he's got no actual special powers. Like, he's not going to be a massive threat to, you know, like... Except when the film's circumstances allow it, Superman would just, like, not go with it.
Absolutely. And we also get a payoff of the gag that we have seen in virtually every Batman film series at some point, which is we have the he turns back and Superman's still there.
Yeah, yeah, which is great. I did like that. And he's like, why aren't you going to disappear? And he's like, well, no, I want to talk to you.
Is there any other important information? Well, I don't have any important information at the end because I'm used to it by now.
Yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, Batman, Batgirl, and Nightwing are chasing Deathstroke and I want to get this name right because if I don't, it might come out as something offensive. Trogowox?
Yeah, I'm not even saying it, but yeah, yeah.
So they are people with enormous top halves of their head, yellow skin, and are meant to be incredibly cultured and speak with cut-class English accents, but are also savages.
It's a bit... there's... yeah, I didn't like these guys.
Who are easily mentally dominated by a crystal.
I didn't like the depiction of them. I didn't like their name. I liked some of the idea, some of them, but in general, it was a little bit, these are savages, and the name doesn't help, and I found this one a little bit troublesome.
At least they're being portrayed as light-skinned and nothing else.
Well, they're green, right? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, they're certainly not white.
Yes.
So I don't know. They still have a big red flag for me.
Yeah. So
especially the name. It was the name that, like...
Yeah, the name is a bit...
Yeah.
Off. And that'll be
no,
the one
I understand.
Time
and I know in some countries it's not as offensive as it is here, but here it's pretty offensive. Like, I know in Australia it's not as, and because I had to explain it to an Australian friend. But, like, trust, and I don't know about America, but trust me, in the UK this is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, so...
this is a remnant of the past.
Yes, yes.
So... Batman, of course, has a hovercraft on standby.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a bit difficult because it bounces between these two stories. So Batman and Robin and Batgirl... Sorry, Batman and Nightwing and Batgirl drive into a cave and they fall down a waterfall that goes so long that one... Superman can confront Joker, and Joker uses Mr. Spoonie to get Superman to accidentally blow a hole in the side of Arkham Asylum.
Yeah. Because, again, they're going to portray Superman as not entirely...
That must be the world's strongest spoon as well.
Yeah, right?
and also, we get the... history of how Batman and Deathstroke know each other, including
which is
the
quite
fact,
sweet, yeah.
Yeah, including the fact that Mantis was the person who came up with the names for Batman and Deathstroke.
It literally makes no sense, the backstory, but it's, you know, like, once you've got over that, it's quite funny. And she does get to mock Deathstroke's mask a lot.
Yes. And Batman was preferred student, which meant that he got to learn the forbidden move.
Dun, dun, dun.
Which is actually, if you think about it for 5 minutes, absolutely awful.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bat family arrive in the land of the indigenous peoples.
Yes.
And are immediately surrounded. Superman calls in help, originally just Cyborg, and not to tell anyone else how badly it's going. Because apparently Superman cannot defeat such powerful villains as the Penguin and Harley Quinn. Mm. I could maybe see Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, meanwhile, Nightwing says something that's a bit racist?
Yeah, I don't like this depiction of Nightwing. And it pains me. Because, like, I don't even know if I can put my finger on it apart from that bit I don't like. But, like, just in general, they've made him, like, super annoying. And, like, I don't know. I just, it's all right. It's fine. Whatever.
Yeah. It's the same guy who voices Nightwing in the Batman Unlimited films.
No, I mean, all the voice acting, I think, is really good in this. I really like the guy who does Joker in this, which I had to look up earlier. But,
It's the same guy who does the prince of the indigenous people.
But so I think all the voices are great. I just didn't really, especially like the depictions.
Yeah. So, it turns out that the mastermind is not actually Deathstroke, but is instead Bane.
Bane.
And Bane is about to have a monologue, but it's preempted by Batgirl, Nightwing, and Batman. And it turns out that the reason that they've captured Batman is because they want to learn the forbidden move and they can't break Madam Mantis.
Yeah.
So we get an extended scene of Batman being tortured.
Yeah, why not? I mean, like, it's in Lego, so, you know, you can get away with it, but it was a bit weird.
And it turns out the special move causes people to be torn apart into their parts, but doesn't kill them.
Which is, hello, what?
I mean, that's...
It's pretty gross. I mean, I'd rather be killed. I think.
Absolutely. It is quite horrific.
Yeah.
And as I said, for a Lego movie, this is super dark.
Yeah, seriously dark.
And meanwhile, Cyborg is cosplaying as Robin for some reason.
Because he wants to be a sidekick. It's really like he just wants to, yeah, for he it's like he really wants to be Robin,
but he's already a member of the Justice League.
I don't know why he just wants to be Robin.
So
he wants to have like Daddy Batman or something. So, I don't know why.
Oh, God.
You don't have to say that. There's no swearing.
I know. I completely know, but still.
I'm sorry, but like that's how weird it comes across.
Yeah.
Like I wish it didn't come across like that, but it becomes a little bit like, no, I want to role play as if we're Batman and Robin.
I mean, it's not even Superman that sort of history comes into it at all. But anyway, I'm going to move on from that very swiftly. just for a sec, anyone over the age of 18, look up the history of the creation of Wonder Woman. but anyway, so we then get introduced to Prince Grungle.
Yeah.
Whose father was killed by Bane. We can't say killed, so we have to say destroyed.
Yeah. But we know what they mean, killed. We can say killed.
Yes, absolutely. And he is portrayed as a coward until Batgirl talks to him and convinces him not to be... Well, that even if he's scared, to still fight. And yes, that's why Batgirl's in this film. So, Batman... Also, despite the fact he has the forbidden move, which surely would work on walls as well...
I mean, you would think so.
Instead, he has a ridiculously oversized device hidden in the suit that dismantles Lego blocks.
Yeah, exactly.
Meanwhile, Poison Ivy also very easily defeats Wonder Woman.
Which is, again, weird.
And Superman gets defeated by a fish gun, and then... Now, this, to be fair, does make sense. Cyborg, Wonder Woman, and Superman are defeated by fear gas.
Yeah, that makes a bit more sense.
And then they torture Superman, Wonder Woman, and Cyborg.
Which makes no sense.
Yeah. And Robin is watching and doing nothing about it.
Yeah. So weird.
Instead, he's getting invited out to a pizza party by the Teen Titans.
Which, you know, I would do that. I would go there because, like, pizza parties sound good.
Absolutely. But instead, Robin decides he has to go and save the day.
Yeah, well, he should. I mean, it's about time.
So, after breaking out of their prison, the Bat Family, Madam Mantis and Grungle get intimidated by Bane, which causes Grundle to run away, which means he gets captured. Meanwhile, Superman, Cyborg, and Wonder Woman are in a kryptonite suit about... Soup about to be boiled alive.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's all fine.
I mean...
A bit of boiling alive. Just want my kids to watch.
I mean, in all seriousness, I think outside the Killing Joke, I can't think of any film that's featured more torture.
No, but luckily it's Lego, so it's not... I mean, it's one thing saying it's not quite the same, but it's not quite as... I mean, yeah. It's not quite as viscerally in any way. So
I know, but...
No, I agree. It's still there, and it's still mentioned and depicted on screen, but... I don't know. It is hard to take it seriously in Lego because, like, even the bodies look different. You know, it's just like they're not that human.
Meanwhile, Batman deliberately lets himself get captured so that they can use the mind beam to view the forbidden technique.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out to be actually relatively simple. It's focus your chi or something like that.
It was weird. It made me, because I do like the Iron Fist podcast as well, it made me like sit up and go like, did I miss something weird going on there? And I was like, no, they definitely said focus your chi.
So basically Batman, we have it accepted, Batman is DC's Iron Fist. I mean, incredible. White billionaire with a penchant for martial arts. It's not actually a terrible comparison.
No.
So, meanwhile, Robin saves the Justice League, makes an adult swim gag, and they run away. The natives are getting taught the forbidden technique because Bane wants to make an army. Meanwhile, Deathstroke wants to prove he's better than Batman by beating up Batman in front of Madam Mantis. And to be fair, Deathstroke does beat Batman, even though it's kind of portrayed as Batman is severely weakened at this point.
The whole thing is kind of ridiculous, though. But yeah.
And,
you know, given that the backstory is so ridiculous anyway, you know.
Yeah. And just as Deathstroke is about to use the Also, one other thing. We can't say death. We can't say killed, but we can say Deathstroke. I mean,
yeah.
Even Teen Titans, they referred to him as Slade Wilson or Slade.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, just as Deathstroke is about to use the forbidden technique on Batman, he realizes, he decides he can't do it because it's too terrible a thing to do. Because it's not like he just tortured him for hours, right?
Yeah.
And it turns out Madame Mantis could have escaped at any time, but she wanted Deathstroke to learn that...
A teacher to the end.
And basically, the whole point is, you're ready to know the forbidden technique when you're never going to use it.
I mean, I can see that.
Also, I do like it's John DiMaggio does Deathstroke in this film.
Yeah, he's very good.
I mean, John DiMaggio is brilliant, just in general. I don't think I've ever heard him give a bad performance. So, meanwhile, Robin is teaching the Justice League to fight like Batman so that they can easily defeat the villains.
I love that Batman's being held up as the pinnacle.
Including Robin quite roughly capturing Spoonie. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's shocking. He steps on Spoonie.
Good, as he should.
So, the... We then have Bane fighting Nightwing and Batgirl, very easily defeating them, only for Prince Grungle to start fighting Bane. Batman and Deathstroke riding in a drill car that somehow does not kill anyone when it hits them to take out the army. Even though the drill car's blown up by the forbidden technique. And just as Batman is about to be destroyed by the army using the forbidden technique, he says a phrase that makes them dance.
Yeah, that's funny.
Because that's why he let himself get captured, so he could implant a suggestion. Which actually is quite clever.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's pretty good. It gets good again at this stage.
Meanwhile, Prince Grungle defeats Bane and removes his venom tubes. Mm-hmm. Bane is humiliated, the army's defeated, and... Yay, there are celebrations. Madame Mantis is impressed with Deathstroke, though says that he should dance. This version of Deathstroke does not dance, so he's not seen the Manu Bennett dancing video that's really good fun.
I've not seen it either.
I don't know, I just enjoyed it.
No, I've not seen it. I like genuinely haven't seen it, so I can't comment. It's... I'm just like, I was just saying it.
I think it's in like one of the, I think it's one of like the gag reel videos for Arrow, probably season 2. Deathstroke.
I enjoyed him as Deathstroke, but yeah. I just don't remember seeing him dance.
I think it's, as I said, it's in a gag reel.
That's really awesome.
So Prince Grungle then gets awkward and tries to ask out Batgirl, because we can't have Batgirl appear without someone wanting
trying
to
hit
her.
On her, yeah.
Though at least he goes, but I have my duty. And he doesn't expect her to stay with him. Mm-hmm. Which is progress, I guess.
I mean, he's not offensive about it. Which is progress.
And also Deathstroke refuses to be friends with Batman, but Batman says, well, at least now he's fighting with honour.
Yeah, whatever, Batman.
Whatever. So, meanwhile, the Justice League celebrate that they defeated the Arkham Escape that this film is actually named after. And Superman tries to pretend that nothing went bad, and Batman uses the stare, and Superman goes, okay, fine, it all went wrong.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, I knew that would happen, that's why Robin was here.
It's just so awful. Like, he just should... It does get a bit much sometimes, but, you know, whatever.
So, that was Lego DC Superheroes Justice League Gotham City Breakout. The next Lego movie we actually see is the Lego Batman movie.
Nice. Looking forward to that.
Yep. Which is also the highest drawing movie that we watch.
Surprising.
We have two movies before that, however.
What's next?
So next is Batman Return of the Caped Crusaders.
Okay.
Which is an animated movie set in the 60s Batman TV series.
Woohoo!
It featuring, Anki is actually Adam West and Burt Ward doing the voices of nice. Batman and Robin. So yeah, that's what's coming up next. And after that, we have probably the first kind of teenager/adult-aimed movie that we've had since Killing Joke, actually, now I think about it, which is Justice League Dark.
Nice, I'm looking forward to that one.
Which, yeah, I've heard great things about. Still has Batman for some reason, but okay. Which also features a number of heroes who I think haven't really had a shot so far, so that'll be good to see.
Yeah, it's always nice to see the newbies for us.
So that's the next three films that are coming up. So I think we need to have a guest on for at least one of those.
Yes.
Absolutely.
If you want a guest on those, let us know.
Well,
although we're pretty of
you. Two of them will have been recorded by the time.
We'll ask around.
We'll ask around. Absolutely. So, speaking of guests and podcasts, have you appeared on anything else recently?
We just did a really good Immortal Iron Fist Sons of the Dragon one, where we got to interview Mike Perkins, who drew one of the more recent Iron Fist runs, and he was very nice and lovely.
Lovely. And I'm still doing Rise of the Robots.
Excellent. How far are you now?
By the time this comes out, we'll have started Robot Wars Extreme, which means we'll be running that for about 17 weeks, because that's how long the series is.
That's pretty good though, right?
It's basically Robot Wars does wrestling, which is good fun.
Yeah, you said that does sound fun.
There is one episode I was actually going to approach you about, which is the second World Championship is coming about.
When will that be?
We've recorded the first three episodes. It's the last episode we're recording, pretty much.
Cool. Yeah, I'll try. If I can, I will.
It'll be a couple months at least.
Yeah. Well, if I can, I will.
Fantastic.
I assume I want to, and then it's just going to be about timing and watching the right thing and stuff like that. But yeah.
Your thing. Ooh. So I just went on Twitter there. Dakota Johnson.
Yeah, yeah. I think Madam Web, yeah.
That's an interesting casting.
Well, I'm sure it'll be nothing like the Madam Web in comics, so.
Well, yeah, for a start, Dakota Johnson's considerably younger.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time with Return of the Caped Crusaders.
Hooray!
Thank you for listening to the DCAU podcast. You can follow us on social media. We're at DCAU podcast on Twitter. Or you can email in to us with either feedback on our show or on the movies we're about to watch at DCAUpodcast@yahoo.com. The DCAU podcast is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International License. Thank you for listening.